Nolte, media described deported illegal alien with 24 arrests as Colorado grandfather. By John Nolte on July 3, 2025. According to the fake media, he was just a sweet old man out walking his dog when agents from Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE, snatched him up and deported him to a foreign country. Before we get to the truth of what 67-year-old Baldomero Noah Castaneda contributed to our society, we're first served up 16 paragraphs of bullshit propaganda. We want our story to be heard. We want our grandfather to come home, says his granddaughter. He's been here 47 years. He met my grandmother in 1983. He's a good man. He's followed the rules. CBS Colorado then dramatically reports, however, that didn't matter the morning of June 8, when ICE agents took Noah Castaneda into custody while he was walking his dogs outside his Littleton home, Colorado. Under nearly a dozen paragraphs, a little of the truth is allowed to leak out. Noah Castaneda does have two charges that were closed for shoplifting in 1995 and public consumption of alcohol in 1999. But his family says that shouldn't reflect all of his 47 years building a life here. Then, after four more paragraphs, we get to the only news that matters. Noah, a criminal alien, has a rap sheet including over 24 arrests for theft, assault and battery, damaging property and shoplifting, reads a statement from ICE. For his crimes he has served at least 4 years in prison. He received an order of removal from an immigration judge in 1990 and was removed to Mexico today. ICE Denver went to X to ridicule CBS Colorado over this story. Homeland Security also posted on X to set the record straight. Colorado grandfather, y'all. There is nothing the regime media will not lie about. Big things. Small things. Things that matter. Things that don't matter. It's all lies. All they do is lie. Why? Easy answer on this one. The left's agenda is to use high taxes, absurd regulations, unfettered homeless encampments, and violent crime to chase normal people out of their Democrat-run cities and states. That allows Democrats to forever control these shitholes. Then, to hold on to their federal funding, congressional seats, and presidential electoral votes, they replace the American citizens who fled with unvetted illegal aliens. The added bonus of importing the third world is slave labor Democrats can exploit, not to mention all the children who are sex trafficked. Democrats have returned to their roots, an outlaw confederacy, sanctuary states and cities, complete with slaves. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.